Economy, one big issue in the presidential campaign. Foreign policy, also an issue. Clearly, this presidential election has enormous ramifications for U.S. foreign policy, given how differently John McCain or Barack Obama would handle U.S. relations with the world. Safe to say, tens of millions around the world are watching how America votes. That includes Claire Prentice. She is the America correspondent for Scotland on Sunday, that newspaper, and she joins us from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Welcome.
Hi there.
Abdurrahim Fukara is the Al Jazeera Arabic Washington Bureau Chief. He joins us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, Adora.
I want to start by asking you both. The Economist has a global electoral college, and from 119 countries, 28,000 people have put their two cents in and overwhelmingly go for Barack Obama. That surprise you, Claire?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. This election really has, there's a lot of discussion here about media bias and is the US media biased towards Obama. That may or may not be true here, but it's undoubtedly overwhelmingly true in the UK. There's far more of an appetite for stories of Obama. I think his message of change really chimes with people in the UK and throughout Europe, and obviously from what this poll is showing beyond that.
Abdurrahim, what about for your viewers on Al Jazeera? What are their thoughts about the election, and what are their thoughts about the individual candidates?
I think they're overwhelmingly for Barack Obama for many different reasons. One of them is that he's African-American, and he's seen as something of an underdog, although he's actually leading the race at the moment. But I think regardless of the color of the Democratic candidate, any Democratic candidate in this race would have been very popular in the Middle East against the backdrop of the Bush administration's policies. The President Bush as the representative of the Republican Party. And those policies, whether you're talking about Iraq or Iran or Syria or Lebanon, they have not been particularly popular among people. Among governments, it may be a different story, but among people, they haven't been very popular. So that leads me to conclude that regardless of whether Barack Obama is white or is black or were white, support for the Democrats in this one would have been great in the region.
And what would you describe as some of the most important issues? Are we talking about Iraq? Are we talking about the war in Afghanistan? Are we talking about economic policies?
I think primarily it's Iraq. The invasion of Iraq in 2003 was not obviously very popular in the Arab world. It may have been popular among some sections of the Iraqi population itself, but people who were not directly exposed to Saddam Hussein's regime elsewhere in the Arab world, they never supported the invasion. And therefore, a lot of people are pinning their hopes on Barack Obama in terms of being able to shift that policy and get U.S. troops out of Iraq. Whether actually Barack Obama will be able to do that within his first 16 months in office, as he promises to do, is a different thing. There's a lot of talk about the success of the surge. Mm-hmm. But people who really know Iraq in the Middle East would tell you that if U.S. troops were to be withdrawn tomorrow, then the picture in Iraq would not be as rosy as John McCain is telling the electorate here in the United States, and therefore the implication is that Barack Obama may not necessarily be able to change U.S. foreign policy in Iraq to the extent that he claims he wants to or he's going to be able to.
And Claire, what about in the U.K.? What are the issues driving concerns of people there?
I think the issues are very similar in the U.K., I think the Iraq war is a big issue. I think there's a real desire to move on and put the Bush era behind us. This idea of a new dawn, which for British-American relations, which Obama promises, is very appealing. I think he brings the idea of a multilateral approach. He would be seen to consult with European leaders rather than dictating policy. And I think that is hugely appealing.
Claire and Abdurrahim, but in general, I mean, there's been so much interest on the part of the world as far as this campaign is concerned. And we're familiar in the United States with media outlets all over the world, you know, focusing on America's silliness, you know, Monica Lewinsky, that sort of thing, celebrity coverage, that sort of thing. Do you think this election campaign, Claire, provides the opportunity for nations to have a debate on the future of world policy in addition to focusing on the U.S., or is it simply a diversion? American politicians are kind of uber celebrities in some sense. Claire?
I think there can be some discussion, but I think, yes, it does. It does become bogged down. And I mean, for us, I think the length of it's extraordinary. Our elections tend to last about 5 weeks, which, judging from a lot of people I've been talking to here, is something that people are rather envious of. It's also, I mean, the expense of elections here is incredible for us. The huge personalities involved, celebrities coming out to endorse candidates, whether that's Springsteen performing in a concert.
So a real debate, but a sense of amazement there. I want to give the last word to you.
And also, I think with British politicians are not a glamorous bunch. The idea of spending $150 on clothes, let alone $150,000, is quite
so true.
Abdurrahim?
I think, as extraordinary a statement as it may sound, nothing that happens in the U.S. election is seen in the region as silly or as a diversion. I mean, for example, the image of John McCain wrenching the microphone out of that old lady's hand during that rally when she said that Barack Obama is an Arab. A lot of people here in the United States would say, including Barack Obama's camp, was saying this is a diversion from the real issues of the campaign. But to a lot of people in the Middle East, that was a very serious issue that, you know, shed some light on how a lot of Americans may think about Barack Obama and how the American political system is actually constructed. And if I may say that large part of what we've been doing in this coverage is actually to try and explain the mechanics of the American political system.
Which can be confusing even to those of us here. Claire Prentice, thank you so much. She's the America correspondent for Scotland on Sunday, the newspaper. And Abdurrahim Fukara, Al Jazeera's Arabic Washington Bureau Chief. Thank you.
Alvin Hall, should we have financial hope quickly, yes or no?
Yes, but it's going to be 3 or 5 years away.
All right, Alvin Hall, thanks for being with us. I'm John Hockenberry.
Adora Amadori Udoji.